Now, a project in Milwaukee is working to help veterans transition back to civilian life and to support them as they recover from physical or emotional wounds.
Brian Sales is Deputy Director for Groundwork Milwaukee and founder of the Green Veterans Program. A combat veteran who served over 9 years in the U.S. Army Infantry with one tour in Kosovo and two in Iraq, Brian worked for and was mentored by Will Allen at Growing Power in Milwaukee. And he was also instrumental in the passage of the Wisconsin Veterans Bill in 2017. Brian, welcome to Central Time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So how did Green Veterans come about?
So the concept for Green Veterans started while I was in college studying alternative and renewable energy management. My military background combined with my newfound passion for sustainability led me to start questioning, why isn't anyone teaching vets about sustainability? You know, it's a rapidly progressing industry that is growing and advancing every day. So after learning that there was no program leading the charge, Green Veterans was born.
And so what are the issues you're trying to address by tailoring these programs to veterans?
So in 2017, Green Veterans became a part of Groundwork Milwaukee, allowing it to reach a much larger network, access to greater resources, and impact many more veterans. So Green Veterans supports the mission of Groundwork Milwaukee by empowering people in our community to promote environmental, economic, and social well-being. Through the program supported by Groundwork, Green Vets encourages holistic health through experiential learning in urban agriculture. So we leverage a lot of urban gardening and urban ag as part of our horticultural therapy for trauma resolution with PTSD.
So, Brian, we just commemorated the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I earlier this month, and you say that connecting soldiers to the land has been used, at least since that conflict, as a form of therapy. Why do you think agriculture is a good way to help veterans with the transition back to civilian life?
Like you said, you know, as far back as World War I, nature and farming has been used to treat the invisible wounds of war. Today, veterans continue to face the challenges of reintegration, and the Green Veterans Program provides opportunities for healing by horticulture. We've seen firsthand that touching soil is an antidepressant, So we are leveraging urban gardening as an alternative therapy for people managing PTSD and other related trauma disorders.
Is there something to the fact that you're producing something that it's not just a one-off, like, oh, I'm going to go, you know, dig a hole in the dirt or, you know, something like, or even cut the grass or something, but you're actually watching something that you're nurturing grow and then eventually nourish either yourself or your family or members of the community?
Sure. Yeah. It's such a grateful thing to experience, you know, growing from seed where you bury it and then you see it come up to a little plant, and then that plant produces, you know, food to nurture people and to heal people. It's just a great feeling to have.
Of the veterans that you are working with, coming in contact with through Green Vets, I'm guessing that a fair number of them might never have had any experience with growing things, with gardening, with farming. What is it like introducing fellow veterans to that kind of work?
It's actually pretty surprising how many of them like it, because it's a very active activity to do. There's always something new. You know, you always have to take care of your plant. You always have to cultivate your soil. You know, if you see that your plants are being eaten by pests, you know, you automatically start asking questions like, how do I remediate that so that I could save my plant? So there's so much things that goes into agriculture that veterans like, and it kind of resonates some of the activities, the things that we used to do in the military.
I'm guessing that a lot of these urban garden plots are not being cultivated exclusively by the veterans that you're working with, but they're probably gardening next to members of the community, people who might have very different life experiences than they have had. Is that part of the healing as well, being part of this larger community that's all tending a piece of land?
Right. Well, with groundwork, you know, that's one of the missions that we have is that our Milwaukee Grows Network. You know, we help manage and established over 100 community gardens in Milwaukee. And as far as the veterans program that we did this year, we just mainly focused on one project as a proof of concept. So we mainly did all of our activities over on 33rd and Wells over at the Vets Place Central facility. They have a pretty large community garden in the back, and that's where we did majority of our organic therapy project this season.
Brian Sales is a combat veteran who served over 9 years in the U.S. Army Infantry. He's Deputy Director for Groundwork Milwaukee and founder of the Green Veterans Program. And Brian, you yourself have been diagnosed with service-related PTSD. What has helped you most in your recovery and transition back to civilian life?
You know, I think what helped me most is that I found myself going from an organized, planned, team dynamic, and structured chaos with little transitional support when I came out. In other words, the military turned me from a civilian into soldiers, but upon returning, I was not turned from a soldier back to civilian. And that was pretty overwhelming. You know, like many others, my initial post-war employment experiences left me without sense of purpose. I went from the most important mission in the U.S. to facing jobs that had no meaning when I got out. And then finally, when I went back to school, that's when my experiences there led me to create the Green Vets. And then from there, you know, I found a new mission, a new sense of purpose, and a renewed commitment to service, and ultimately a passion for farming. That's why urban farming and sustainability as a whole gave me a purpose again after the military.
You talked about other aspects of sustainability too, besides the agriculture and the farming. What other opportunities is Green Vets able to provide for people returning from combat?
So here in Groundwork Milwaukee's Green Vets program, we mainly focus on horticulture therapy and trauma resolution to urban ag. Other Green Vets chapters, specifically in Florida, they're focusing more on green building, energy efficiencies, and renewable energies. So as you can see, we're focused on different aspects of sustainability. And, you know, eventually, as we evolve our program here in Milwaukee, we'd like to also get into energy efficiencies and renewable energies because I see the city of Milwaukee going in that direction.
And Brian, as we wrap up, if there's a veteran listening who feels like he or she could benefit from being involved in Green Veterans, what's the best way for them to connect with you?
The best way for them to connect with us is just go to our website. It's www.groundworkmke.org and just look up the Green Vets program. Also, if you guys would like to get in contact with me, just go on their staff. You'll see my contact information on our website.
Well, Brian, thank you so much for telling us about Green Veterans and for sharing what it's done for you and others.
I appreciate it. Thank you for the opportunity.
Brian Sales is a combat veteran who served over 9 years in the U.S. Army Infantry. He's Deputy Director for Groundwork Milwaukee and founder of the Green Veterans Program.
Coming up after the news, a look at the joys of snail mail. I'm Rob Farron.
And I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network.